This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. For years, the drugs that most effectively treat AIDS have been unaffordable to most people in Africa. But the production of cheap generic drugs in Brazil and India is changing that. In Mozambique, Western aid agencies are launching several pilot programs to provide the treatments free of charge. But NPR's Jason Bobian reports the programs face numerous challenges.
Each morning, mothers with their babies line up for neonatal care inside the courtyard of the Primeiro de Maio Health Clinic in Maputo. A quarter of the women who come to this single-story colonial compound are HIV positive. Last month, Médecins Sans Frontières started a limited program here to offer free antiretroviral drugs to people with AIDS.
Okay, this is the central waiting room. You will see on both sides two consultation rooms.
Dr. Pete Coren with Médecins Sans Frontières says up until 2 months ago, antiretroviral drugs were almost completely unavailable in Mozambique. The few people who could afford $200 a month for the pills got them across the border in South Africa. The MSF program has its first five patients now on the drugs. Coren says the goal is to get 20 new patients a month onto the potentially life-saving therapy.
I know that's not a lot. Certainly we do have much more people. Yeah, okay, we have to start somewhere. It's not an excuse not to do it. Certainly we won't be able really to offer it to everybody.
This program is one of three being started in Mozambique by foreign aid agencies. Antiretroviral drugs have been shown to suppress the level of the virus in the blood and to slow the onset of the disease. The drugs could save hundreds of thousands, potentially even millions of lives in Africa. The government of Mozambique, unlike its neighbor, South Africa, has always supported the use of antiretrovirals. It just couldn't afford them. So Mozambique negotiated a deal 3 months ago with an Indian pharmaceutical company to import generic versions of the AIDS drugs at about a tenth the usual price. Dr. Coren says cost is just one of the obstacles to providing antiretrovirals in places like Mozambique, which also lack the infrastructure and trained personnel to monitor the program.
For a lab, yeah, you need electricity. And then for CD4 count, that's not that easy to do. For example, for the CD4 count machine, we intend to have, you will need an air conditioning, because temperature is a problem.
Most of the population of Mozambique doesn't have access to health clinics, never mind electricity and air conditioning. And then there are the social problems of getting patients to take medication every day, while HIV carries a strong stigma. Leah Alberto is a nurse who conducts HIV tests at the clinic. Women don't come for the HIV test, Alberto says. They come for the regular medical exam. If I come out positive, how am I going to tell my husband? For this reason, Alberto says, a lot of women are hesitant to get tested. Dr. Mohamed Aluma, who treats AIDS patients in a private practice in Maputo, questions the introduction of free antiretrovirals. Alumo says he's concerned about the long-term commitment of the foreign aid agencies to provide the drugs.
You must understand that once you start, you can't stop. And you got to keep doing it until either the patient dies or if one day we are lucky, there's a cure, then that's where the hope lies. But if you start such a program, it means it has to be a continuous exercise.
If the programs were to stop providing the drugs or failed to administer them properly, drug-resistant forms of HIV could crop up in the region. Ada Girma, who runs the United Nations AIDS programs in Mozambique, however, says the aid groups are proceeding cautiously. Girma adds that Mozambique is a long way from offering the drug therapy to a significant number of people.
You know, it's a country just coming out of 17 years of civil war. There was shattered health systems that they're trying to rebuild and everything. Plus, they have been facing repeated natural disasters and so on. So we're really at the very beginning.
Mozambique isn't the only country in the region trying to introduce antiretrovirals. South Africa, after debating whether HIV causes AIDS, now says it will provide antiretrovirals to all pregnant women. And Botswana has promised to offer free universal access to the drugs, although they still only reach a small percentage of those who could benefit from the treatments. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Maputo.